So we'll start from the very beginning. And of course, we're never starting from the very beginning, because there is no beginning. However, we'll start from what's called the first line. Let's say the first line together, and then really pause to allow ourselves to know what it means to each of us, all together. Let me see myself through the eyes of love. How tender that would be. How healing that would be to see yourself through the eyes of love. It's one of the reasons that we so adore romantic love and why we so cherish the love that parents give to their small children, because those are the few times in which we truly allow ourselves to be seen nakedly with the eyes of love. But our challenge, our invitation on the spiritual path is to see life through the eyes of love. So let's say it again and then move to the next line. Let me see myself through the eyes of love. Let me honor without conditions my unique, irreplaceable gift of life. Let me transform my complaints and judgments. Let me release my limitations. Let me find new words to praise the beauty of existence. I'd like you to stop again. I would like you. This is what I would like for you. I would like you to praise the beauty of existence every day until you leave the body. I can tell you there's another facelift right there. There's another life lift to praise the beauty of existence, not just to appreciate it, not just to see it, not just to notice it, which is already something. We walk past the beauty of existence with our eyes looking inward at all our compelling worries so much of the time. No, not just to see the beauty of existence, which is so abundantly manifold here, but it's abundantly manifold everywhere. Not just to see it, but to praise it. That's where the Psalms are so marvelous. How lovely are thy dwelling places, O Lord of hosts. Really, how lovely. All right. So will you find new words every day from now and always to praise the beauty of existence, even and especially in times of sorrow? All right, let's move on. Let me meet life with a brave heart. Let me embrace life's complexity. Let me embrace life's simplicity. Let me face my choices and own them. Let me accept my responsibilities and be glad of them. Let me understand what I owe others. Let me give to others with less concern about what I am owed. Let me know that in caring for others, I am also caring for myself. Let me live as an instrument of love. Let me grow in appreciation, in tolerance, in good humor, in patience, in forgiveness, in joy. Let me be love. Amen. You don't need to say amen. You can say blessed be. You can say so be it. You can say rejoice. Rejoice. Whatever you like. It's just a beautiful sharing word. Imagine if we said every day, with a real sense of resolve. Let me live as an instrument of love. Even when we feel, especially when we feel we have nothing to give. Especially when we are generating it only on behalf of others. Because without us, without our willingness to express love, to be love, to give love, to generate love. Love, like all the other great qualities, is nothing more than a good idea. It is a wonderful idea. It's a sublime idea. But until we live it, it's an idea, it's an abstraction. We give it life. And the really good news of the good news, the really good news of the good news is that we give it life in our own way. You don't have to be an instrument of love in my model. Of course not. You are an instrument of love in your own way. You are a Jeanette instrument of love. You are a Judy instrument of love. You are a Shanti instrument of love. You are a Hillary instrument of love. You are a Chris instrument of love. You are a Michelle instrument of love, and so on. You are living it. You know, sometimes people say about really fine musical instruments that they have their own character and their own quality. You know, it's still a violin, but it's a special violin. Well, how much more you as an instrument of love? And I'm going to read you this very short, very exquisite teaching from Hazrat Inayat Khan. We shared a blessing from him last night. And today, this is a very short, incredible teaching. Humankind, that's us. That's us, humankind, thinks, speaks, and acts according to the pitch to which the soul is tuned. The highest note one could be tuned to is the divine note, and it is in that pitch, once you arrive at it, that you begin to express the manner of God in everything you do, a manner which is not only beautiful, but beauty itself. What a call that is. So how would you tune the mind? How would you tune the choices of the mind? How would you tune the actions that follow from thought? Thought precedes action. How would you tune that to the pitch at which the soul is tuned? I think through countless acts of intimacy with who you are, acts of intimacy with your soul's essence. Acts of intimacy, of belonging, of longing, of meeting that longing, not just through prayer, though through prayer, not just through meditation, though through meditation, but also through countless acts of kindness and celebration. The Dalai Lama says, be kind whenever possible. It is always possible. Yeah. That's why I wrote a book called Everyday Kindness, meaning everyday kindness, how natural kindness is, but also everyday kindness. So think about that the soul is tuned, but also And very pertinently to what we're talking about today, the soul, the poor soul, we sometimes say that, don't we? Oh, the poor soul. The poor soul, which is, of course, not poor at all. There's no impoverishment at the level of soul. But the soul is struggling to tune us, isn't it? I think so. I think so. And that's where inspiration comes in. Inspiration is the soul's attempt to tune us. You know, you just fall into conversation with somebody that you've never met. You pick up a name tag, which just happens to be a person that you're going to have a really profound conversation with over the course of this weekend, even though that person is not inclined to profound conversations. And in fact, it was a very simple conversation, but its effect on you was profound. That's how the soul tunes us, to be open to inspiration, to look at the landscape, to look at the leaf, to look at the twig, to look at what has fallen from the tree, as well as what is being generated and regenerated. To learn from the seasons of our lives. So that you begin to express the manner of God, your divine legacy, in other words. Goodness, in everything you do, so that all of life is holy. A manner which is not only beautiful, but is beauty itself. Om Shanti.